Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Alrighty, today on TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Caller, I'm going to ask you, to turn down your radio, or... Yeah, so that we can communicate. Alright, yeah, turn it down, and I will get to you. To call in to the today's show, you know the number, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me, as many of you have already Gmailed me, 7MrBobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Today being June the 5th, boy, the year's going fast, the topic or the subject of today's... Please, caller, please. The subject of today's or topic will be a world of confusion. We're going to have Mr. Fuller address the confusion, and of course, then we will take your calls. Mr. Fuller is on the line, live from Washington D.C., and he will do that. Don't forget that we also are taking donations. This for the second hour. First hour, we got that covered, but the second hour. And Mr. Fuller will discuss his book and all the other details. Okay, Mr. Fuller, let's get started here. We're going to speak about confusion at the very end of your sentence. You said if you don't understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. And I bring that up because of what is going on in this world under the system of racism, white supremacy, nothing but confusion. I looked it up. I was looking in the word guide of the counter-racist code here, word guide, and I didn't see the word confusion in here. So I looked up what I thought was a fair definition of confusion, which is, a symptom that makes you feel as if you can't think, feel disoriented, or hard to focus. I brought that up in relation to a subject that everybody's been talking about, the Central Park Five, a documentary or a topic, subject that is on Netflix, When They See Us. First of all, Mr. Fuller, have you seen that or have you heard anything about the Central Park Five?
I've heard about it, yes, but I haven't seen the actual documentary or the movie. I understand there's a movie out about it, too, but I haven't seen either one of them.
The information that you have heard about it, what did you hear or what can you deduce upon what you have heard about the Central Park Five?
Well, what I've heard was that some people were falsely accused. Some black people were falsely accused of having committed a crime. And it turned out that after they had served time for having committed the crime, it was found out that they weren't the people who committed the crime. That's what I've heard. But this took many years of someone trying to find the truth about who did what, who didn't do what.
Now, does it surprise you that the prosecutors stand by their work and were very upset that the five victims were released, even when the evidence showed somebody came up and confessed that they did the crime and not the five, but the court system or prosecutors did not like that and are very much against them being free, and in particular getting those, I think it was $41.5 million spread among all five of them. Does it surprise you that they didn't like that and they still feel that they were guilty?
Well, that happens in the system of white supremacy. You have, that comes from that word, confusion. You have a lot of confusion, and when you have confusion, you have people who are going to be mistreated because the system of white supremacy itself is designed to support confusion among the victims of white supremacy. It's deliberately designed to do that, and this caused all kinds of chaos and confusion constantly in all nine areas of activity all over the world. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. The system of white supremacy is deliberately designed to cause all the non-white people of the entire planet 24 hours a day, every day, to be confused, monumentally confused, in all of the areas of people activity and everything that they do. So that's just a part of it. It's all to be expected. It's routine.
Okay. Now, they had the trial, and the victims were, at that time, determined that they were guilty. And then they had to serve this time. But then years later, somebody confessed to it. The person that confessed, DNA, was there, was present in the case, which normally would completely exonerate them, the victims of that. But yet and still, the court system, even with evidence that this guy did it, according to DNA, DNA that was taken, they still are guilty, or guilty according to the state or whoever did the prosecution on these guys, which brings about a misunderstanding on a lot of people's part, and I will get to some of the Gmails. That surprise you, or how can that be when they went through the process, served the time, and yet and still they are really the victims?
Well, that's what the system of white supremacy is designed to do. All kinds of contradictions, 24 hours a day, everywhere, all the time. Contradictions, 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 mass chaos, mass confusion, anything that will keep the darker people of the planet from focusing and being successful on accomplishing anything of constructive value, period, forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what the system is designed to produce. So it just does its job. That's all.
I looked in the word guide to see if you had or printed a definition of confusion in there, and I didn't see that. But if you,
it's not there, because, and it's a lot of words that are not there that are very prominent in common usage, and because they are prominent in common usage, I didn't put them there because I wasn't trying to put, you know, just make a complete dictionary. If the compensatory logic is, if a word itself lends to confusion, or for the most part can be used in a confused manner, then that word, not all of them, but most words, or as many words as I could get in a short volume, those words would be in the compensatory counter-racist word guide. But words that are in common usage that most people already agree on what the word means, like most people agree on what the word confusion means, then that word would not be in there. And so I deliberately did that because I said I can't get all of the words, then I would have to have a complete dictionary, really. Just redo the entire dictionary or copy the entire dictionary of the English language.
Yes, sir.
And include all of the words in the English language. And then I would have to have, like I've seen, what they call not even complete dictionaries, but pretty close to being complete, of all of the words in the English language. You would need a good size hand truck to lug it around. See, so
okay,
there's a problem there. See, so the compensatory way is to just look at what words might cause the greatest amount of problems.
Yes, sir.
At any given time in the minds of people, and those words would be have compensatory definitions.
Yes,
in
sir.
Word guide.
Yes, sir. I was asked to ask you, since we are discussing the confusion in the system of racism, which is white supremacy, I was asked to ask you what would be your compensatory definition of the word confusion as it's going to
read. It would be the same as you find in most dictionaries.
Okay.
That's the answer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Let me do this. Let's see here. Let me get this out the way. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And here are three that I'm going to share with you. New Money with Drew and Janae. This is Libby with Libby Rand, and All in the Family with S. Yolanda Robinson. Now, all these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is to go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and there is a complete list of all the programs that TalkTainment Radio has for your sampling. Check it out, see if you like it, or if you don't, leave a comment if you would like, and to get some information on what these shows are all about. All that and more from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we are talking about the word confusion today, being June the 5th. We're going to take your calls, 1-877-932-9766. The phone lines are now open, so that's good. And we also will do your Gmails, 7mrbobby@bobby.com. Let's see here. Let's take this one here. This is addressed to you. It says, Mr. Fuller, first of all, did you see the next flick show, When They See Us, about the Central Park Five? If not, it's a must see. If you want to see a real and living example of how white supremacy works, especially in the court system, then this is the series to see. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then maybe Mr. Bobby or somebody can call in and explain who they were and what the case was all about. Next, Mr. Fuller, my question to you is, and since you served in the Korean War and grew up under segregation, do you recall back then, Mr. Fuller, hearing black men give a command to another man to either perform oral sex on him? I'm cleaning it up for radio because we know what is really said, or to kiss his, you know what. We hear this a lot in our community, and it always made me wonder, what would one of those men do if that man they're saying to actually took them up on that offer? I believe they'd be charged with assault for responding, and the victim could say in court that they only did what they were told to do. That's why, like you always teach us, Mr. Fuller, we need to ask questions and think before using phrases that we don't know the origin and meaning of. What are your thoughts on this, Mr. Fuller, please?
Well, if I understand the question, when I was in the military, I don't recall any incident. I never heard of an incident where anyone was forced to do that. Okay. I heard of a lot of incidents where people voluntarily participated in it.
Mm-hmm.
And those were rumors, and, you know, certain people were pointed out to be involved in that type of activity. But I don't know of anyone being given an order or being forced to commit an act like what is described.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know no knowledge of that. Now, in the military, and you were in the Army and Air Force, is that correct?
Yes, at two different times.
Okay. You are commanded to respond to an order given to you by a superior, is that correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Anytime you're given an order, you have to obey it.
If an order such as the one that this person, Brother D, has been describing, was given, is it your duty, especially for something like that, or the nature of that, to not respond to something like that, or to respond to it?
I would say it would be your duty not, that would be a criminal act in the military at the time that I was in. Period. If anybody did it voluntarily and they caught them, you would immediately be arrested and go to the stockade, and then you would be you go through the what they call the military code of conduct and the process of the courts and whatnot, and probably be given a dishonorable discharge. That was the law at that time. Now the laws have changed since then.
You grew up, or at the time, the military was segregated. Am I correct?
That's correct, but it was really a very sloppy arrangement.
What do you mean, sloppy?
What I mean is that some places I would actually be in the same barracks and go on the same field duties and be right there with the white men, okay? And then in other cases, it would be all black. Depends on where you were. Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in 1952, hadn't what you call desegregated. Mm-hmm. Now, this was after I came back from the battlefield of Korea. In the battlefields of Korea, I was right there with a unit, actually from Brooklyn. And it was just about five or six black soldiers there at that time, in what was then a basically all-white unit, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
out of Brooklyn, New York. And we were assigned to that, a field artillery. And I did my whole tour of duty on the front lines with that unit. When I came back to what we call the continental United States, I was immediately assigned to the 2nd Field Artillery, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, which was an all-black unit. But I had even trained in Arkansas with white soldiers.
Okay.
You know, side by side, I mean, in the same barracks, eating the same food, et cetera, in the same places, going through all the training together. And that's white soldiers from just about every place, from New York to Mississippi, et cetera, et cetera. But it was a mixed bag.
Okay.
All right, you, it depends on where you were. At Fort Sill, Oklahoma, they were saying more or less, well, we still haven't gotten around to completing the process yet of desegregation, but we'll get around to it sometime. That was in 1952,
mm-hmm.
Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Were you mistreated or called the N-word while you were in those situations there?
I heard the N-word used.
No, were you called that?
I was never called that.
Good, okay.
Directly, but I was called that collectively, you know. In the middle of the night, white guys talking at the other end of the barracks and whatnot, and they'd be saying the N-word this and the N-word that, and where I come from. I mean, we didn't have this nonsense, and blah, 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 blah. And black people stayed in their place. The N-word stayed in their place.
Mm-hmm.
They knew their place where I came from in Charleston, South Carolina, or wherever. And on and on and on. You'd hear that kind of talk all
yes,
the
sir.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the movie that Denzel Washington played, and I believe it was The Soldier Story, and it was indicated that there were forts where they had, in the South, where they had basically a black unit, but they had white commanders that were on them, and they were assigned tasks that were not necessarily military related. Do you recall anything like that?
Well, I have heard of many, many, many units like that, but I was in one that was strictly military related.
Okay.
But the commanding officer, the only white person in the entire unit, 2nd Field Artillery, was a white man, and he was the commanding officer, and the only white person in that unit. He had complete control over all of the black soldiers. See that?
Okay.
And had complete domination over the black officers. We had black officers, and we had one white officer, but that one white officer could tell everybody what to do, including the other black officers.
Wow, okay.
That was the arrangement.
Okay. Let's go to the Gmails. 1-877-932-9766. Excuse me. When I have to break off, go ahead and give me the cards, okay? All right, thank you. Okay, this comes from Chris. He says, Mr. Fuller, How do I recognize for sure that a person is jealous or envious of me on the job?
Whenever you make that decision. It depends on what they're doing. If you say that, if you come to the conclusion that it's jealousy or envy, then that might be what it is. You just examine it under the definition of jealousy or envy. And come to your own conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in United Independent Compensatory Code, that's why it's called United Independent, you make the decision. You make your own judgments about situations.
Okay.
You can listen to other people's judgments or other people's opinions, but you make your final decisions yourself. This is what it's come to. Each and every individual non-white person on the planet has to make his or her own evaluation of every situation that they're in. They can listen to other people's evaluations, but don't take anything for granted because it's too much chaos. And what we said the subject matter for today is confusion, definitely too much confusion. So you listen to everybody, but you make up your own mind as what the truth is because lies are being spread everywhere. It's all type of chaos. All types of confusion that is deliberately being manufactured by the white supremacists against the non-white people of this entire planet in all areas of activity, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, lots of confusion in law, politics, lots of confusion in religion everywhere as we speak right now, all over the world, mass confusion, mass killing about religion, and of course sex is monumentally confusion. Everywhere, the white supremacists among non-white people are causing all kinds of havoc as we speak right now in the area of sex. Mass confusion. Let's pump it up as much as you possibly can. Completely obliterate anything that resembles sanity in the area of sex. Well, black and our non-white people are concerned. And of course, all of it in the ninth area of activity is a part of the war. Every bit of the other areas of activity. It's just a part of the war. What war? The war. The only real war on the planet. The war between those who believe in racism, white supremacy, and those who don't.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
You got me?
Hey, yeah. They've been asking about you. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. I think they've been blocking my call. I have to try to call just to get through. But I think they're putting a block on me. Mr. Fuller just said anytime you're given a order, you have to obey it in the military. I don't think that's all the way true. Sometimes you can be given an unlawful order, and if you obey it, you can be prosecuted. Now, I want to say this. I agree with Mr. Fuller that the system of racism and white supremacy is designed for confusion, chaos, death, and destruction. But that system is also designed to exterminate non-Caucasian people from this planet. So that is also in motion. They have been exterminating people for over 3,000 years. They haven't stopped. So-called black people are next on the agenda.
Okay, pardon me, my brother. Pardon me, my brother. Yes, they are asking me to go to a commercial. So stay right there, and then I'll bring you back in, okay?
Okay.
Just stay right there. Okay. All right. I'm ready. Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. You can download the TalkTainment Radio application to your cell phone or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have more of our man. They call him the Extermination Man, and Mr. Fuller's response to that and more on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at LifeSkillsHS.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support! with this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Lincoln Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cutter Brother Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals. Or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., and our discussion today is centering around the word confusion. 1-877-932-9766 is the number you can call, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. We were talking with what we call, what the callers have affectionately called, Extermination Man. Are you still on the line, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, go ahead now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think these psychopaths sometimes be blocking me. Now, I'm going to try to close this real quick.
Okay.
These psychopaths, they are psychopaths. They have been exterminating non-Caucasians for over 3,000 years. Black people are next on the agenda. A lot of us see this, but we don't want to believe it. Mr. Hitler did not overthrow the existing power structure in Germany. There was no revolution in Germany by Mr. Hitler. The power structure put him in to do exactly what he did. Same thing with Mr. Mussolini. He didn't overthrow the power structure in Italy. There wasn't no revolution. They put him in to do exactly what he did. Donald Hitler Mussolini dump has not overthrown no power structure in America. This power structure in America run the world. He didn't overthrow them. So they put him in to do exactly what he did. Got four presidents went down in Houston about some flood. Barack Bush and George Bushwhacker went down in Alabama to the George Pettus Bridge commemorating the march across the bridge. Now these presidents come out and say all this about that and some bridge and a flood, but you don't have nothing to say about this NASA in the White House. This is all a setup.
Yes, sir.
What must we do? Look, you're not going to defeat white supremacy. Mr. Fuller is right. They run Earth and they run outer space. Refugees ain't nothing new. If you have an opportunity, you need to think seriously about getting out of here, getting your grandkids out of here, if you can, if you feel that's what you need to do.
All right, man.
Okay, brother, let me close this down. Okay, you know, look, nobody's even talking about black people plight here. We have no human rights. We have a UN headquarters in New York City. We are being shot down on camera. Our women being shot down on camera. Our children are being killed, brutalized. And they talking about a UN headquarters in New York. What do that mean for us?
All right, my brother.
Okay, black boy beaten to death in China for talking to a black woman. Black boy beaten together over beaten to death in Greece. These psychopaths have made us the most hated people in the world. But they must do that because when they come to exterminate you, nobody have no feelings for you.
Gotta cut it down, bro. Gotta cut it off.
Yeah, they need to be exterminated.
All right, thank you so much, bro, for your comments. All right, Mr. Fuller, I guess that would be under VGQ. Did you have a comment on that, Mr. Fuller?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. The second part of Chris's question was this. He says this, Mr. Fuller. He was speaking about jealousy and envy. He said, how should I behave with them so that all of our interactions have a constructive result? Should I be extra serious or should I be even more polite and courteous? Thank you.
Talking about who?
Speaking about the people who he said in the first part of the question who were jealous or envious of him.
Oh, you're always polite to people, and you don't think about what their motives are. You just watch what they do. You don't think about how they feel or whatnot. That's not even considered. Just watch what people do. Do people do things that are constructive, or they do things that are non-constructive? And if you think someone is doing something that's non-constructive, you just, like, insult. That makes a problem. So all problems are solved through the process of just asking questions and getting the correct answers.
So you just, if you see someone doing something, doing, that's all you pay attention to, doing, what is the person doing? And you just simply ask the question, is what you're doing, is it going to have a constructive effect or a non-constructive effect? Because all things that all people do are going to fall in one of those two categories. It's just two. Nothing in between. Constructive, non-constructive. So all day long, wherever you happen to be on the planet, if you have a question about what somebody's activity is, you don't have to think about their motives. Just look at what is being done and say, is this constructive or is it non-constructive? And if it's constructive, how is it constructive? And wait for the answer. Don't interfere with the answer that you get. And don't give your opinion of what you think the answer ought to be unless you're asked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Just pay attention to what people are doing, not walking around scratching your head wondering whether or not someone is envying you. Now, that's not anything but just a worry trip.
Mm-hmm.
And worry doesn't do anything, doesn't solve any problems at all. You don't worry about anything. You look at a situation and ask, is it constructive or non-constructive? And if it's non-constructive, or you identify it as being non-constructive, and you express what you think ought to be done, and you ask for permission to do that, be polite. You know, can I express what you think, what you think I think ought to be done? All right. In order to make things the way that they should be. And if the person says, well, yes, we'll talk about that, then you give your opinion of what should be done. D-O-N-E, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And what should not be done. But just walking around all day wondering, is somebody envying me? Is somebody jealous of me? You're just driving yourself crazy for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fuller, how did you teach, or did you teach yourself, how did you teach yourself not to worry?
Oh, by looking at what should and shouldn't be. That's what I just said. Constructive, non-constructive. Just look at what's being done. See, people may walk around, and looking like they may be doing anything, or they may have this motive or that motive, or you think that they might be whispering behind your back and all like that. You don't bother with any of that. Don't bother with any of that, because that's what worry is. Worry is being bothered without doing anything and without requesting that somebody else do something that you think ought to be done. And so it's going to fall in one of the two categories, constructive, non-constructive. And that's all you concentrate on.
Mm-hmm.
Every move that everybody makes every minute of the day is going to be constructive or non-constructive. And if you're going to talk about it, put it in the form of a question. Just simply ask the person, this thing that's being done right this minute, is it constructive,
yeah,
fellows? Mr. Jones, Mrs. Harrison, Mrs. Smith, whomever you're talking to, is this thing that we are doing, or the thing that you are doing, or the thing that I'm doing, is it constructive or non-constructive? And if you see it that is non-constructive, please tell me. Because you're not supposed to be doing anything non-constructive either. Nobody's supposed to be doing anything except things that are 100% constructive is as possible to do so.
Okay.
Each and every day, everywhere, in every area of activity. That's the only measure.
Okay.
That's the compensatory way.
All right. So before we go to you discussing your book, just to get it straight, if somebody gets in Neely Fuller's face with finger pointing and all that stuff and calls you the N-word, you are to remain calm and focus on what's going on. Is that correct?
Absolutely. What's going on is, you know, I just make an assessment. Is this constructive or non-constructive? It doesn't get away from that. See, we can't put that aside for a few minutes and then do something else. There's no such thing as that. Every move that everybody makes is either constructive or non-constructive. So after the person gets through pointing the thing in my face and whatnot and doing this and using the N-word, then I'll say, okay, I have a question. What is the problem? That's all. If there is a problem, evidently, I mean, it seems like there is a problem, so I just want to know, what is the problem? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? That's all I want to know.
So if he says, or whoever says, you are the problem, and you know they use that word MF, then what are you going to do? Say, how are you the problem?
Yeah, so, okay, how am I the problem? What is it that I'm doing that I should?
Okay.
That I shouldn't be doing? Or what is it that I shouldn't be doing that I should be doing, or whatever?
Staying in the question mode.
Yeah, just stay in the question mode.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
All problems. There's no exception to this. Every problem that everybody on the planet was ever confronted with, just moving a rock back in 2 million years ago, just moving a rock up the hill to the other side of the hill, I mean, by the whole tribe, if that was a problem, moving that rock, I mean, it's either they're moving the rock for a constructive reason or a non-constructive reason.
Okay.
It's going to fall in one of those two categories. I don't care who you are or where you are on the planet at any given time.
All right.
Constructive, non-constructive.
All right.
That's all you think about.
Okay.
You don't think of anything outside of that box.
All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our topic is confusion, and if you'd like to call into the show, you can. 1-877-932-9766. But at this particular time, we have 10 minutes in this first hour remaining. We have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. So, Mr. Fuller, go ahead.
Yes, you can get the book. That covers most of the things that we have talked about this morning, or touches on them, either directly or indirectly. The Compensatory Counter-Racist Code, Revised Expanded Edition, and also the Word Guide, by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of what's in the book, and how to get it. Go to producejustice.com. And the book is addressed to individual victims of white supremacy. If you don't perceive yourself as being a victim of racism, then the book does not apply to you.
Yes, sir.
But if you perceive yourself as being a victim, either directly or indirectly, of racism in any form, directly or indirectly, in any area of activity, if you have been victimized or if you are being victimized, in your opinion, then the book makes suggestions of what you can say about it and what you would think and what you will do about it in the 9 areas of activity. It makes some suggestions. It won't cover everything, but it will make suggestions about how to think, speak, and act in regards to what we call loosely racism, but in the form of white supremacy, because there's only one racism in the system of white supremacy, and that is racism in the form of white supremacy. There's no other form of racism in the system of white supremacy when that means supreme. That nullifies any other form of racism there is. But all that's explained in the book itself. White supremacy is the only form of racism that exists on planet Earth at this time. And racism itself is designed to do what? Mistreat people on the basis of color. Go to producejustice.com.
All righty. Okay, 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and maybe we'll get to read it. Going to the Gmails, this was from Roop Dog. He says this, "Greetings, Mr. Fuller. Within the system of racism, white supremacy, the victims are constantly confronted with thought, speech, or action that may cause an emotional response. Mr. Fuller, could you address the importance of controlling your emotions within the system of racism, white supremacy?" Now, I'm not suggesting that the victims be robotic and have no emotions, but I believe we should not respond emotionally, but logically by staying in the question lane. Roop Dog.
That's correct. The textbook for victims says that. Emotions serve a purpose. That emotion is what you call that drive that people have. Like if you're going to run track, I mean, you're emotionally involved. You want to have the drive. You want to get that, what they call the adrenaline going. That's an emotion. But while you're running around the track, you're using what? Logic. Emotions must be attached to logic. Otherwise, it's like an electric wire that's thrashing around all over the place with sparks flying, but it's not attached to an engine of any type. An engine is the logic thing. See, you attach the live wires to a lamp. Then you get quiet electricity serving a constructive purpose. Why? The wires are not thrashing around all over the lawn and all over the neighborhood and whatnot and be a danger to people, really, because that's what a live wire is when it's not attached to logic. And people are the same way. Just jumping up and down and screaming and pulling out your hair and cursing and foaming at the mouth, that's emotion without logic. You very quietly attach all of your emotions to logic. And what is logic? Logic is cause and effect. It takes logic to get things done in a constructive manner. Live wires should be attached to something that's going to produce a constructive result. Emotions are supposed to be attached to logic. Logic and emotions go together. One without the other is dormant. Well, the logic will be dormant, but the emotions will be alive. But the emotions just cause a person to run all over the place in the middle of a fire, just bumping in the walls, rather than looking for the fire exit. That's where the logic kicks in. You're trapped inside of a building. Now, you're emotional because you have to have that in order to get up and become alive, you might say, to try to get away from the fire that's in the building. But you want to be selective in what you do with all that energy. Not just run around bumping in the walls until the fire finally consumes you. You say, now, I got to get out of here, and I got to get out of here fast. But before I make a move down the hall, I got to get some kind of idea in my head of which is the nearest fire exit. That's your logic. Rather than go 7 floors up and the fire's chasing you up the floors as you go and you're looking for the exit. That's not logical. That's a lot of emotions telling you to keep going higher and higher, getting away from the fire, and the fire, by logic, is going higher and higher right behind you. So you're going to be consumed. Why? Because you didn't use logic, that's why. Look for the nearest fire exit at the lowest level, because fire goes up before it starts down.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fuller, we have about 2.5 minutes in this particular segment. Realistically, how many people can actually do that, to have somebody pointing in their face or whatever, accuse them of acting up or whatever the case may be. Realistically, how many people do you think can actually or will actually do that? Let's just say the survey, let's just say 10 out of 10 people, how many will actually do that?
Well, it depends on what people you're talking about. If you're talking about collectively throughout the world, the calmest people and the most methodical and most logical people on the planet are those white people who believe in white supremacy. That's why they got in supreme position. They are very logical in what they do. The non-white people, for the most part, have proven we are very non-logical in just about everything we do, in every area of activity. Non-logical, no logic at all in economics, none in education, willing to learn everything that makes no sense at all, and almost in horror, run away from anything that's going to be of constructive value. Just drop out of school and anything that's being taught that makes sense. And run toward anything people are doing down on the corner that makes the least sense.
Yes. Got a hold of right there, Mr. Fuller. I'm sorry to cut you off, but they tell me I got to cut it down. Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you in the second hour. Excuse me, Mr. Fuller. I have to apologize for that, but they're giving me the sign.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.